Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Sure. My name is James Briggs. I own Caraway and Rose. We're a creative arts firm.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
This is our first year. I came to Gulfport around the first of the year, and I liked what I found.
What organizations are you involved with?
In addition to Caraway and Rose, we're launching a foundation in January called Noble Roses, which will partner 11% of our earnings with fundraising done through our artist clients. We're also involved with the Carter Woodson, with Terry Lipsey Scott over there, with Brenda McMahon's Gallery in Gulfport, with Art Jones, a great organization she heads. I was recently asked to be on the board of Operation Regroup Post-Traumatic Strength Development, which is a really interesting group of veterans coming back and helping each other reintegrate after some challenges abroad. Really proud of that. And recently come involved with the Gulfport Merchants Chamber of Commerce as well. So, on some creative themed artistic events starting in the spring.
What gets you out of bed every day?
That's a good question. And the answer is the people I work with. When you are aligned with people professionally like Terry Lipsey Scott or with Brenda, and you see Brenda's vision and leadership and genuinely trying to raise the level of artistic accomplishment. Jane Bunker is another one who introduced me to Terry at the Woodson. She has a scholarship program where she did nothing but paint lilies for 2 years and sold them for $50,000, roughly, and gave all those proceeds to a scholarship program through the Woodson called the Woodson Warriors. So when I'm associated with these people and see what they're doing, it gives me plenty of cause to get up and do what I can too.
Why St. Pete or why Gulfport?
I came to Gulfport around the first of the year on a professional fact-finding mission. Both worked out well. I will say that I've never been in a place, speaking of Gulfport, and now that I've discovered St. Pete as well, where the collective intention of a people is so positive and inspiring, really, to be a part of. There's a certain community aspect to Gulfport, and I think a lot of people that visit it will comment on that. And it very much is. There's a lot of times that a town issue people will disagree on, but I think that at the end of the day, everyone's wanting what's best for the town and for the arts and the business communities there. And, you know, like I said, through Gulfport, I've become aware that that is the case in St. Pete as well. And I should say across Pinellas County, it's a really interesting and inspiring place to be.
What is one habit that you keep?
I studied in a monastery for a long time. I think I told you in an email. And I kept coming upon this word. It's a Hebrew word, and it's Selah. And I didn't know what it was. And it was 74 times in the book I was reading. And I studied the etymology of it. It's pause and reflect in Hebrew. And so I wrestled with this in the monastery and since then. And I thought, not only from a personal mindfulness, which is absolutely necessary, but I knew when I came down from the monastery that professionally, that mindfulness was also important in a professional sense, that you could take these things and just by adding a little perception and time and not rushing into the hyper-informational age, to take that moment to pause, that there's a lot of creativity in that pause and a lot of answers are in that pause. So we try to do that professionally as well as personally. I think it's a compliment that we don't always separate our personal and professional, but that's not because we're bringing work home with us. It's because we're bringing us to work, if that makes sense. So I think that's the way we would go with that.
Cool. Who are some people that influence you?
That's a really easy one. Terry Lipsey Scott, when I met her at the Carter Woodson, really showed me that all these ideas that I had about how arts could affect positive change and make a real tangible difference in people's lives, when I saw that what she was doing, and at the same time, meeting Jane Bunker with that scholarship auction I was talking about, maybe a week later, I met Brenda McMahon and was just really inspired. They came into my life at the right time for what I was trying to do creatively, both professionally and personally. Mm-hmm. And it's really inspiring to be associated with them.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
You know, I would go back to the pause and reflecting. I think that slowing down is okay. We're all in a rush, especially in what I do for a living. You know, dealing with journalists with deadlines and clients want a reporter to have this news immediately. We want that too, but we want it to be right and we want it to come from the right place. We can get news out all day, but we can't get out you trying to tell people what you want to say to them. We can give them canned quotes, but we can't give them an experience. So I think that mindfulness and taking that mindfulness to each client and to each organization we work with, not painting everything with a broad stroke is where we approach that from.
Was one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
3 years ago was an interesting time. There was a lot I wish I knew. But a lot of it would be that the professional and the personal don't have to be enemies of each other. That by being true to yourself personally, that's good for your professional sense as well. That art and business are not enemies. If you look at most of our branding, it'll say we navigate the crossroads between business and art, and we do. We think that artists should be recognized and rewarded for their work that they're doing, you know, the murals and all these public works of art. We think they should be recognized for that. So that's what we're doing. And we think the businesses that have an interest in saying, you know what, it's not just about profit for us. We want to contribute to the positive vibe of St. Pete or Gulfport or wherever it is. If that's in investing in arts, we want to provide that for them too. So we're sort of a bridge between the communities and that we serve, the business communities and the arts communities. And we're comfortable in that niche.
What's next?
We're looking at expanding in the springtime with a brick and mortar in the St. Petersburg area. We'd love to stay in Gulfport if we can. There's not as many office options. And we don't have time to deal with it right now because of the art season. But we are looking forward to expanding in the spring. And we're equally excited about our foundation launching in the spring that I mentioned, where the 11% of our profits and fundraising will go to emerging artist grants, just making sure basic things that artists have the materials they need to create, a safe place to create, to be rewarded for their work. So, and we have some exciting community partners like the Carter Woodson on board with our foundation that we're excited to tackle.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.